from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got our main man, Shark Week, Brian Baldinger, joining us live on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop Baldinger? We got the fresh hats. I need the hoodie, Baldy's breakdowns, because it's real, and it's coming fast and furious, Baldy. We're breaking down preseason week number one. We'll get around the league here. But I'm going to ask you this. It's not even about Brandon Ayuk or Trent yet, but the impact of not having joint practices. I've never heard of this before, but the Niners have so many guys out of the lineup right now, Baldy. So many guys hurt. They had 23 guys missing for practice on Thursday. They go to Tennessee, play all their twos and threes. Shanahan says, to hell with joint practices. We don't have any bodies. So they cancel their trip to Irvine, California to practice with the Saints. The impact of not having a joint practice in today's day and age, isn't it massive, Baldy?
Well, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard any. I mean, I was at a joint practice last week watching the Jets. It was awesome. It was in a downpour, but there was a lot of good work done. This week and next week, there's joint practices all over the league. But I haven't heard of one yet in my time where it had to be canceled because of so many guys aren't available. That one I haven't heard yet.
That's unbelievable. It's a first for us, too. So they're not going to practice at all. So the impact of that, that's where you get a lot of best work, right? A lot of coaches, Baldy, say that you get your best work in the joint practices. So will they have to probably play their starters in the preseason game week two Sunday against the Saints by not having the joint practices?
Well, I mean, you got to get some timing before you start the season. You know, they get the Jets week one. The Jets are having joint practices. I'm not saying the Jets are going to be ahead of the 49ers or behind them. I know, obviously, you played week one, but the Jets had a scrimmage last week against Washington. They have one this week against Carolina, next week against the Giants. I mean, they're getting their work in. And, you know, a lot of the guys, I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers didn't play, Garrett Wilson didn't play. But they feel like the scrimmages and the joint practices where these guys are going to get their work and their timing in. And so they're getting a lot of that. And if the 49ers aren't, you just got to wonder, like, is one team going to be a little further ahead than the other to start the season?
Well, I guess that leads me into the Brandon Ayuk and the Trent Williams thing. I know a lot of people are like, oh, Trent can just roll out of bed and play. But for the rest of the team, every day that these guys miss, doesn't it make it harder to be just hit on all cylinders week one?
Yeah. I mean, you saw when Trent was out of the lineup last year, you know, it was more than just not Trent, but they weren't a dynamic offense without Trent in there. I always say, and I'm half joking, but I'm also kind of serious too. I don't care wherever the run with Christian McCaffrey is going to go and where it's designed to go, it usually ends up behind Trent. Like just the windbacks, the cutbacks, it winds up behind him. He's just that. And look, I'm I'm his biggest fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't replace him. He's just irreplaceable. He's just, your offense is just not going to be the same. Nobody gets to the second level. Nobody moves bodies as well as Trent does. There's some young guys, Penei Sewell. There's some young guys in this league. They're good players, but they're not Trent.
Baldy here on the River Islands guest line on the morning rush here on 95.7 The Game. The impact of Brandon Ayuk, Baldy. We haven't seen Ricky Pearsall. He's finished like 6 practices. They've had 14 practices, so we have no idea what the first-round pick is looking like right now. He's had a shoulder. He's had a hamstring. Debo looks great, but what about the impact of not having Brandon Ayuk? How would that impact the 49ers offense if they can't get a deal done with number 11, Brandon Ayuk?
Well, they're not going to be as dynamic, period. Look, I understand, and I'm not trying to report anything that hasn't been out there already, but my understanding is deals were in place for compensation, contract, the whole thing. It was just they want a player in return. They need a receiver. If you lose Brandon Ayuk, okay, you're going to put Danny Gray out there? Like, what are you putting out, Juwan Jennings? What are you putting out there? Nobody. There's nobody they're going to get that can run a route like Brandon Ayuk. There's probably nobody they're going to get that blocks like he does. They don't beat Detroit without that catch down the middle of the field. They simply don't make that comeback. That triggered the whole thing, that catch off the safety in that play. There's a reason why he's holding out. He thinks he's a pure number one, and he is. He's a real number one wide receiver. And they love to attack the middle of the field. That's their offense. That's where the ball wants to go. And if you're going to attack the middle of the field, you better have some fearless players. Not everybody is as fearless as Debo and Ayuk going across the middle.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This has just been bizarre. I know, like, Hassan Reddick has got his own situation with the Jets, but look, Ayuk and Trent and just the way how public this Ayuk thing has been, allowing him to negotiate outside, but we still want him. And like, I've never seen anything like this. Have you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of happened to Jimmy a little bit a few years ago, didn't it, Joe?
Yeah, on the baby field.
I mean, they were like, he was out there, next thing you know, he's back, after he. So, I mean, we have seen something similar with Jimmy. But no, look, for anybody to say this isn't a distraction is crazy. Like, it is. Like, it's all everybody's talking about with this team right now is those two players not there. And they're great players. And the 49ers have rewarded great players. They just have, under the John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan regime, they've rewarded every great player. And so Ayuk is next up. Trent's like at the very end. He's like, okay, I just saw Penei Sewell. I just saw all these guys get rewarded this year. Like, I'm way down the list right now. Let's just put me where I belong. And so it's kind of hard, but money is, they, you know, and I don't think they're thinking about what they have to do to the quarterback. Like, they'll get there when they get there. But for right now, these players think that they have leverage. And it is bizarre, Joe. Like, you can go out to negotiate. Deals are kind of getting done, but not all the way. There's real negotiation going on. So he knows that. So, and then, like, why would you want to go to New England right now? Why would you go to that team? Like, you know, I mean, they're a long ways away from being anywhere, and you're used to winning. So there's a couple places out there where, you know, whether it's Pittsburgh or not. I mean, I was there in Pittsburgh last Wednesday. I think they need a receiver. It just looks like that to me. They're going to run the ball fine. Pickens is fine. They got some things in place, but they need, you know, they need a real factor out there at wide receiver, another one.
Yeah, I you know, Baldin, I'm with you. If you're going to get the deal done for Brendan Ayuk and you want to trade him, do that at the NFL draft where you can get a player back in that draft or another player. Right now, I just think it's bad business to trade a guy who was second-team All-Pro, led your team in receptions and receiving yards. You talk about the big play against Detroit. What about the third down there in the red zone? Third down, Brock Purdy zips his quick slant. There's Brendan Ayuk right there. We've seen that over and over and over again. Now, the Amari Cooper one is interesting, but why would Cleveland do that, Baldy? Why would Cleveland want to give up that compensation and a player like Amari Cooper for Brendan Ayuk? It just doesn't make sense to me.
They're similar type players. Amari's a great route runner. He was the leading receiver last year. I mean, they're similar type players. They're just getting a younger version of Amari. But Amari's a good guy. Like, he doesn't say two words. Like, he's not a distraction to the team or anything like that. That's a little questionable. You know, I just remember back when A.J. Brown got traded to the Eagles on draft night. And they not only did they get the deal done during the draft in real time, but he got a new contract.
Yep.
And it's almost like the same thing with Hassan Reddick. I'm not here to criticize Joe Douglas, but, like, the player wasn't coming back to Philly under his contract. And so they make the trade. They get him there. He's there one day to sign his contract. He hasn't been there since. The Jets have been staunch and steadfast about, you come in and you play, we can negotiate. Well, we're not going to negotiate with you, and we haven't seen you. We don't know what kind of shape. It's, you know, and look, it's August 13th. It's getting close. So I do believe, honestly, Trent can fall out of bed, you know, on that Sunday before their opener against the Jets and play well against Jermaine Johnson, against Will McDonald, the guys they got. I believe he can. But I also think, like, listening to Nick Bosa, you know, this summer and talking to him about him missing all the camp, he said it really hurt him. It hurt him not being there in the offseason. It hurt him not, you know, working with Javon Hargrave. It hurt him from, okay, just a preparation standpoint. Okay, he signed the deal on Friday, had three sacks against the Steelers, but he didn't have his great season.
Yeah.
And so he fell out of bed and he went out there and he balled out against, you know, the Steelers that day. And he was, but I don't think he had a great season. I don't think he thinks he thought he had a great season. Camp's important. It's just, you got to get your body ready.
Baldy, did you watch the Niner game with a fine tooth comb?
I watched a little bit of it. I mean, I watched Steve Winters, like, spin Will Levis, try to go into the end zone. You know, I watched Dominic Pooney at right guard. I saw something, so I didn't watch it to the very end.
All right.
Study it like I knew what a normal game. But I saw the guys that sort of popped to me out there.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a couple names. Just put them in the back register. Malik Mustafa is obviously a name that most people have been talking about.
Saw Mustafa flying around there. I know he knows about him.
Tay Martin looked really good at wide receiver. He had a big drop with Brandon Allen, but other than that, looked really good. And this Bethune kid from Florida State, seventh rounder, linebacker, number 48, there's a player in there. These are just a couple of the names that I saw that I think Baldy would like. This linebacker, number 48, he's going to make the team.
Okay. Well, I felt like, you know, D. Winters was a sixth-round pick last year. And he popped to me. Like,
okay.
You know, he missed a tackle down in the 3-yard line, but the next play, when Levis rolled out, like, he just splattered him. And I'm like, all right, well, you would, like, I know you think you're made of granite. You ain't going to hold up to a whole lot of hits like that. Like, well, he came like a BB and just blew him up.
No, there's no doubt. Mustafa played well, D. Winters as well. We're looking around the league before
Mason
let you go.
Played well.
Yeah, J.P. Mason. Yeah, J.P. Mason can run that rock between the tackles. There's no doubt about that. I didn't like him missing the blitz pick up there on one of the pass plays, but he'll work on that. That'll be McCaffrey's doing there. Looking around the league. Obviously, the number one overall pick. They're on Hard Knocks right now. New episode tonight on HBO Max. Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams. I'm looking at their win totals, and I'm not trying to talk gambling with you, Baldy, but 8.5 is their over-under for win totals. And I'm saying, has there been a rookie quarterback that's come into a situation where you have Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, and a defense that we saw down the stretch last year that looked like a top-5 unit? Call me crazy, but I think the Bears are going to make some noise this year, Baldy.
Well, they played a tough division. I mean, I feel like the Packers and the Lions got better this offseason. The Packers got better just by changing their defensive coordinator. That guy could coach. Anybody that's been out to Green Bay this summer, those young wide receiver, Romeo Doubs, Wicks, like these guys, Jaden Reed, these guys are legit. And the quarterback is. And you look at what Detroit has done, they got better. Yeah. So the division's tough. But I saw Caleb in his receivers at the Hall of Fame game. I watched the game the other day. Like, he was as advertised. You know, now, look, it's a small sample. They turn the ball over. He makes the flip to DeAndre Swift on his screen. Like, you start thinking about, that's another Mahomes here. He pulls it down on third down. He protects the ball. He scrambles for first. Like, he made a lot of really big-time throws. So, look, I mean, it's a very good team around him.
Yep.
So, he's got a chance. They've got a chance, for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the young quarterbacks. It's made the preseason way more watchable, quite honestly.
No doubt.
I was like glued to it on Sunday. Thought Penix looked good. He looked very rhythmic. Yep. You can tell he's got good feel. I know he missed a throw. And then I thought Bo Nix looked good. JJ showed a little something. Holds the ball a lot. He obviously had the big throw. I mean, but I just think like this class, you could tell there's a little more feel, and they've played a lot of football, this class of rookie quarterbacks, compared to, let's just say, the 2021 class with Trey Lance and Mac Jones and all those guys who didn't really hit.
Well, I totally agree with you, Joe. I was in a studio in L.A. at the NFL Network, and I was watching all the games. I was with David Carr one day. I was with Steve Smith another day. I said the same thing. I said, first of all, when you get good quarterback play, you want to watch, even if it's preseason. As soon as the frontline quarterbacks went out, they looked like preseason games. But, you know, we saw Joe Burrow. We saw Patrick Mahomes. You know, I mean, we saw some legit top-flight Derek Carr. We saw some good quarterbacks play. It's substantial. I mean, Joe Burrow goes down the field, 14 plays, touchdown to T. Higgins. Like, the ball goes exactly where he wants it to go. He's amazing. He's an amazing player. And he's never played in the preseason. But the young guys, like, it made it watchable. Like, Bo Nix played well. Now, most of it was against the twos and threes. Okay, I get that. But he'll start this week for Denver. You know, even Jaden Daniels in his little bit of time, like, he takes him down the field. He makes a big throw on an audible check, you know, and he walks into the end zone on a you know, read option. Like, it's better than we're used to seeing when those guys are out there.
Baldy, after going in, we're talking to Brian Baldinger here, of course, on the River Islands guest line. He's going to join us every single Tuesday during the season. That's why we love football so much, because we could break down the game with Baldy. Going to all these joint practices and all these different facilities, what's a team that has caught your eye saying, ooh, you better look out for them this season?
Tampa's caught my eye.
Ooh.
Like, and I know, look, Baker had a good year last year, but I like Baker, period. I mean, I've known him a long, long time. But he's in a good spot. This center they drafted, Graham Barton, is an upgrade. Like, you watched that kid play the other day. The general manager hit me up. He goes, you watching my rookie center? I'm like, hell yeah. I sent him a couple clips. You know, their offense line, they're going to run the ball better. Defensively, they've got so much young talent, whether it's Yaya Diaby or Kalijah Kansi. You know, and then they're veterans. Antoine Winfield and, you know, Vita Vea, the guys down the middle, Levante David. Like, that team has caught my eye. Like, they're a veteran team with a veteran coach that has a lot of young talent that they have now, you know, interjected into the offense and defense. And I don't know how, like, maybe Steve Spagnuolo. There's only a couple guys that know how to blitz the way Todd Bowles knows how to blitz. Like, if he smells a weakness in your protection, your quarterback ability to keep his eyes down, if he smells it, he's going to attack it. Like, I mean, they could come from – I told him when I saw him this summer, I said, if I started scripting every single pressure you did against the Eagles in that playoff game, I ran out of like, crayons. Like, it never ended. He goes, well, I mean, why do you think I did it? I'm like, well, I could see – like, That team caught my eye this summer.
Wow.
Baldy, I was listening to Sean McVay, and he was talking about some of the clock management stuff for him in that loss to Detroit in the playoffs and just throughout the year. There's the Baltimore game. There's a lot of stuff. And he hired a guy in 2017, 2018 to just do the clock. And he just hired this John Stryker this offseason who was with the Titans, and he's calling him the game management coordinator. And he was talking with some of these guys on this podcast, pardon my take, about how Andy Reid had a lot of clock problems for many years because he's looking down at the play sheet. He's thinking about two, three plays ahead, guys coming on and off the field. Kyle Shanahan, should he think about hiring somebody to be like a game management clock situation guy up in the booth? Because very similar to McVay, they waste a lot of timeouts in really weird and bizarre spots. The Rams had 9 timeouts in the third quarter last year, number one in the league. Number two was the Niners with Kyle Shanahan with 6. So I just a thought, because I always think about, like, how could the team improve? And I thought McVay acknowledging a weakness was something that I found to be admirable.
Well, it's a great point, Joe, and I agree with you, and I think Kyle should. Here's the thing. They've already got 25 guys on their staff. What's the difference of a 26th coach? I mean, Herm Edwards is the first guy I knew that did it. And he hired a guy that actually was head coach of Rutgers, coach in NFL Europe. But he hired him to be up in the booth to do just that. I think there's so much going on right now. It's no longer every single play, there's a change in personnel. There's a change in personnel groupings. Even in the kickoff rule right now, you can put a 12th man out there to hold the ball if the ball gets blown off the tee. There's so many. There's not one coach in this league that can actually spit out every single rule to you right now. That's why they're caught off guard all the time about what they can challenge, what they can't challenge, should they challenge. Like, just those decisions are difficult. But I'm with you. I think having a clock manager, and I was there in Philly when that was the bugaboo on Andy Reid. Now, Patrick Mahomes covers up a lot of flaws in any coaching staff, but that was the knock on. You get to the end of these games and he burnt his timeouts and he couldn't stop the clock at a 2-minute drill, whatever. I do believe that every coach should look at somebody like that. And I'm sure some teams do already. We don't know about it. Maybe they double duty, but I do believe it's a real consideration.
New kickoff. Your thoughts, Baldy, so far through the first 2 weeks of the preseason?
You saw it more than anybody. You saw that Tennessee return.
Oh, I did. I saw a missed tackle from Jalen Graham.
Well, I mean, we saw the kids spun twice.
Right.
You saw missed tackles. But I saw it live firsthand in Canton when the Bears kicked off. And I saw, like, this is going to decide games this year. You're going to get – we're not seeing Austin Eckler return kicks for Washington, but you're going to see it. You're not seeing some of the plays they're drawing up and practicing. I was in Cincinnati at training camp the other day, and literally they did 20 straight minutes of it. I was there at the Jets-Washington scrimmage, and I saw a penalty on every single play. Like, literally. Like, guys moving too soon, holding calls, blocking in the back. You miss these kicks, the ball's hit the 40-yard line. Defensive coordinators are panicking right now. kickers are going to have to make tackles, and nobody wants that done, and they're going to get hurt. Like, we're going to see – this thing is going to affect a lot. Now, I just think you're going to see – I was with Devin Hester, and he's like, well, I'd love to be able to return kicks with this rule. You know, you're going to get splits. And, look, Tennessee scored a touchdown because of the field position they had the other day.
Yep.
We're going to see – I don't know. Will we see Tyreek Hill return a kick? I wouldn't doubt. It wouldn't doubt me. I wouldn't doubt it at all if he returned a kick this year.
Wow. Baldy. That's Brian Baldinger, folks. Get his hats. Get
I miss
his
you, buddy.
Where can you get the hats and sweaters, yeah. Baldy? Plug it. Where can you get the hats and sweaters?
Baldy'sBreakdowns.com. Just go on there. You can go shopping right there. You can watch my pictures, some of the interviews I'm doing, some of the places I've been. But you can do all the shopping. You get your hat, your T-shirt, your hoodie right there. It's awesome, guys. Thank you for wearing it. Thank you for doing
it. No, Baldy.
We're going to blow this up.
No, Baldy. I feel like when you wear the hoodie, And then when you wear the hat, you walk down the street, I just feel different. I feel like people respect me a lot more. It's like, oh, Baldy's burnt. Okay, that guy's cool. Like, they just respect the gear. They respect what it means and what it breaks down.
I need to dislocate my finger, though, to fit in.
We can get that done, too. You know? I mean, that's like the whole logo right there.
We ain't pulling it on Ronnie Lott.
You need to wear a little bit of it. Look, this is awesome for me. But, like, I just, honestly, I'm not really doing it to make money. I'm just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
Like, I just want people to feel like these breakdowns are what fans want, what players love.
No.
I got general managers hit me up right now. Coaches hit me up. Like, we need to take the analysis of this game to another level.
Yeah, I agree.
But even Tom Brady was doing a practice rehearsal game, the Rams Dallas the other day. I saw him on the sideline. Like, Tom Brady is probably going to be really good at this, but even still, Troy Aikman, Tom, you know, they get 12 seconds to tell you what happened. It's not enough. It's not enough time to really show all the things that happened in the game.
And we've seen Baldy breakdowns grow over the last 7 years, Baldy. It's really tremendous. So go ahead and support. Get the hoodie. Get the hat. They're really cool. Baldy, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
I look forward to it, guys. Man, have a great week.
You too. Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Rush on the River Island's Guest Line. We got to run here. We're a little late to the break, but injury report time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.